in just a couple of moments. But Brandon, before we get to the national anthem, I want to know your one spark plug. This week we've been pretty spot on, I would have to say, with who we think is going to be the X factor for the Penguins coming into the game. Last time out I said it would be Collins, you thought Scott, and they both had huge impacts in the game.
Yeah, today I'm going to have to go with Natalie Diaz. They have a lot of height surrounding the Point Loma Sea Lions inside. They're going to suffocate Sandra Ikiora, and if they suffocate her, we know the secondary option is always Natalie Diaz, so I expect Natalie Diaz to continue her streak of double-doubles and have a big game and impact tonight.
All right, everybody, now we'd like to bring in Stuart Horn, who's first time with us this week, but we know you were listening.
Well, you're absolutely right, and by the way, you guys have been doing tremendous work. Just really, you really brought the whole program, both of you guys, up a notch. And the fans and I, thank you for your excellent work. You know, I like this idea of calling your pre-game player of the night, your Peacock Cap potential player of the game, as opposed to the player of the game, which comes, of course, afterward. I'm going to go with Razo. It's her birthday today.
It is.
Julia Razo. So we'll have more on her. She's not getting the start tonight, but we are ready for the national anthem. Then we'll have the starting lineups, and then it's a PacWest doubleheader, everybody, right here on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Here's the national anthem. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. The end of the national anthem is, much as I love the national anthem, the end of it is my favorite part because that means basketball is coming up next. You know, I just spoke to head coach Tim Lacoste a few moments ago. And I said, give me something to talk about. What's happening? He said, I'll tell you what's happening. Third period against Central Washington. We go 33-13 against a quality team. That's what's happening. This Penguin team, off to one of the best starts in the history of the program. Certainly the best in the NC2A era. And certainly the best under head coach Tim Lacoste. And everybody around campus, and I know you guys are excited as can be, everybody's talking about the team. It's women's basketball. Love it.
Yeah. I mean,
what do you think about that, Brandon Cadiz?
I mean, if they win tonight, like Dave Abley told us, it's going to be the longest winning streak since the 2004-05 season where they won 17 in a row.
Yeah, and that was a great year under head coach Scott Davis back in the day. Oh, man. Could this be the year? It's about time for another banner.
It feels like it.
You
it
guys
really
haven't been around
like
for a banner unveiling, but I'll tell you, there's nothing like it. And I would love to be here with you when that happens. For the visiting Point Lomas, under head coach Lisa Faulkner, 1-1 in PacWest play, 6-3 overall. They'll be sending out a 5'10 senior out of Cerritos, Stephanie Williams, the forward. Sydney Peterson, out of Kent, Washington, a 5'7 freshman will be one of the guards. Kara Liggins, 5'10 freshman out of Albuquerque, also a guard. Roya Rustamzada, 5'11 senior out of Temecula, California, taking the other side of the forward. And in the middle will be Taylor Hepburn, a 6'2 junior. And she's out of Perth Western, Australia.
You ever been there?
For Perth Western? Who hasn't? In fact, I was thinking in the offseason, the three of us might have to go down there and get some sun.
You know, it's fun. It is.
Yeah, well, last time you and I went, it was cool. For the Penguins under head coach Tim Lacoste and, of course, Fanique Allen, both in their fourth season. The Penguins 3-0, and I'll have the lineups for you on the floor in just a moment. But in the middle for the good old U's is Sandra Ikiora, one of the great Penguins in history, and Ikiora gets the better of the tip out. The Penguins moving from our right to left, attacking the southern hoop here, the Conlin Center. Conlin Center opened up in April of 2000. Diaz with the ball, drives in right side. Kick out, no look into the corner. Angelica Collins has got it. Uh-oh, Diaz flails one up and has it blocked away by Rustamzada. She brings it up and turns around, flips it back to the top. Peterson, the point guard's got it. Now she brings it up to Hepburn, who to the right side gets on the give and go to Rustamzada, who cannot convert. The Penguins with the rebound. Alana Scott's got it to Ikiora. Good for two. Heavy traffic. Ikiora goes in one against two. and gets the better of the Point Loma's 2-0 Penguins.
And we're going to see that all night, Stu. The height advantage for Point Loma with Taylor Hepburn in the middle has 3 inches on IQR, as we're going to see that offensively and on the defensive side for the Sea Lions.
Hepburn at 6'2", towering over Sandy down low. Inside of 9 minutes. Oh, and there's a block by Diaz. Just a tremendous all-ball rejection. 8:45 to go. Sandy's got it down low. Up top, now she throws it away. Loose ball, everybody's after it. Tipped away, Penguins get it back. Sandy down low, left side on the way. A lot of glass, no. Gets her own rebound. No, she can't get it. And the Sea Lions come up with it.
The challenge for Sandy Knight and Hepburn as well is, can they match the physicality? We know how physical Sandy can be down there on the offensive side. If Hepburn can match that, it'll wreak havoc for Ikiora.
I'll tell you, all of these teams struggle when Diaz and Ikiora are in there at the same time. Because who do you block? Who do you cover? Who do you pay attention to?
And that's what pays off.
Yeah, you got to keep an eye on Diaz whenever she's in. Of course, if Ikiora's in there, then you want to put four on her. And there's just not enough defensive players. And it's a huge part of the reason the Penguins are so successful this year. Diaz flails one right side, gets popped in the nose, but she's okay, checks the hand for a bleeder. Nothing doing! Oh, and how is that not a walk? On Sydney Peterson came in, up and under, stutter step, no whistle. Still 2-0 Penguins. Diaz with the ball, Diaz fakes right, goes left. She's got Hepburn all on her. And there's no way. Ikiora instead, left side. Another air ball. Point Loma's playing some heavy D. 7.5 to go, everybody, first period. Still just a 2-0 ball game. Up and under on the spinner off the glass for Stephanie Williams. She hit the bottom of the backboard, Brandon. That's not the way to get the ball in the hoop. 2-0 coming up on 7 minutes. You hit the bottom of the backboard, the ball usually doesn't go in. Oh, Alana Scott drives in, uncontested, to the basket, 4-0. How about that move by Scott, Brandon? Brandon Cadiz, pretty good work by Scott there. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Top of the key, Penguins are on defense. Long three ball fired off by Rustamzada. I got to get that correct. Penguins have the ball way outside the arc. It's 4-0, everybody. In the very first period in this PacWest doubleheader, Diaz, left side, goes up, and she is hammered to the floor. And the first whistle of the night. And Roya Rustamzada, the 5'11 senior out of Temecula. That'll put Natalie on the line, good old number 24. And she knocks down the first one. Number 24, same as Willie Mays.
Yes, it is. And this is what we're seeing. A lot of what we saw on Thursday against Central Washington, Stu, the defensive side for Point Loma is just collapsing on Diaz and Ikiora. And they didn't figure out until the second half to maybe go to the outside shooting game, and that would open up the paint. And it did in the second half, as Coach LeCo said. 33 points in the third quarter and held Central Washington to 12.
That's pretty impressive work. The second free throw does not go. And Rustamzada knocks one down from the right side, spins it off the glass, 5-2. So on the floor is Cruz, Scott, Diaz, Ikiora, and Angelica Collins for Tim LeCosa's Penguins. 360 soft jumper from 9 feet. Boy, oh boy. That reminded me of the shot Brandon Cadiz knocked down in the student faculty game the other night. It was that smooth. And this is thrown out of bounds. And who's going to get the ball? It's going to be Point Loma ball. In that moment, Brandon, what was it like to fire off that 23-footer?
I was confident. I thought it was going to go in.
It certainly did, right in the bottom. Touched nothing on the way. It barely touched the net. That's how perfect it was. 5.5 to go, everybody. It's a 7-2 ball game, Penguins. Point Loma, 3-1 in PacWest conference play. The Penguins, a perfect 3-0. Tonight, an historic potential game. There's an air ball by Sydney Peterson, and that violates the shot clock. I don't know if that's how you want to say it, but that's what it did.
Couldn't think of a better way to put it.
Well, it was a shot clock violation, so I suspect it could be said that way. Penguins on the give and go on. Helica Collins is blocked out by Hepburn. Sandy gets the rebound, tries to throw it back up. And it wasn't Hepburn. In fact, it was Grace Brady, a 6'3" freshman out of Glen Cove, New York. So they've got Brady at 6'3", Hepburn at 6'2". They've got Alex Brunk on the bench at 6-footer. And the Penguins have Razo at 6 feet, and that's it. Three ball left side is thrown off by Carol Schroeder. And the long rebound is taken by Grace Brady. Point Loma maintains control. We're at 4:48 to go. Left wing three ball also short. Brady with a rebound. And the quick put back by Liggins is good. To Kara Liggins, who gets the start. The 5'10 guard out of Albuquerque knocks down a deuce. It's a three-point ball game. Three ball by Collins is deep, taken down by Point Loma. They bring it back very quickly. Back and forth. Liggins brings it up. Now on the left side, she throws it back indoors, and a foul is committed by Diaz. No, it was not by Diaz. It was by Sandra Ikiora. Well, what's been going on with Ikiora this week?
Well, Ikiora this week has continued her streak of double-doubles, but this week she leads the league in rebounds, and on the other side, her counterpart, Natalie Diaz, leads the league in points for the PacWest this week. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
All right, thank you very much, Brandon Cadiz, Stuart Horn, Forrest Hunt, and Brandon Cadiz, your broadcasters for Dominican basketball this afternoon. Well, after tonight, everybody, the Penguins will hit the road. Both teams off to Baptist, then Dixie, then Academy of Art, which is just across the bridge. And we will not be back on the air for, it looks like, 28 days. 28 days until our next home basketball affair.
That's too long.
That's a long time. January 13th. And that also is a 2 o'clock tip-off for the women, 4 o'clock for the dudes. And then the 18th, Dixie State. And that'll be just the second day of school, as I recall. I do believe January 17th is the first day of classes, unless I'm wrong.
Sounds about right.
Entirely possible. I mean, it's so long. It's such a long break, you know. It's a great thing. But if you love Dominican basketball, a month off. We're going to make the most of today, fans. We're going to get the most out of this. 7-4, Penguins lead. Inbounds on Helica Collins, breaks it up. So the Penguins get it on the inbounds by Point Loma. Right side Scott hits the side of the backboard. Much like hitting the bottom of the backboard, the ball does not end up anywhere near the bucket. You've a little patience. Would have made the most of that incredible steal by Collins. Instead, Point Loma turns it to the other end very quickly, and Stephanie Williams buries a deuce. And now it's just a one-point ball game, you guys, where the Penguins came out firing. Collins works it down low. Sandy tips it out of play. A poor leave by Collins. Usually she's spot on with the baseball pass, but it seems like the Penguins are a little pumped. What do you guys think?
Well, it seems like, to me, on the defensive side, they're coming out a little better than they did on Thursday against Central Washington. They're closing out on shooters. They're protecting the boards, really. I mean, especially with the 6'3" Brady in there, Ikiora and Diaz down low, which is now Razo's spot, are playing pretty nicely on the defensive side.
Julia's in on her birthday, everybody, the 6-foot Razo, the only 6-footer that Tim Lacoste has at his disposal. And she's a part of just about everything. Big rejection by Ikiora. Ooh, that was on the way up. 7-6, Penguins got it. Sandy down low, 9-6, Ikiora with 3:15 to go, right side. Now, that was patient. They set up the play and let it unfold.
Yeah, you like to see that from Cruz. We saw it on Thursday a couple of times. She tried to throw it past the three-quarters of the full length of the floor because Sandy had a step on somebody, and the height advantage for Central Washington just took away that spot, and it's good to see Vanessa Cruz with that patience here tonight.
Penguins by three. Penguins are not playing their best ball right now. Oh, as Scott almost stole the ball away, and she ends up with it. Check it, Cruz. And she works it very quickly, the give and go other side. And here's Scott up and in, missed it a little deep. Back up with her own rebound, good. Woo. Man, that was a tremendous play there by the Penguins just to maintain control.
A lot of crisp passing, which you like to see if you're Coach Lacoste. Not turning the ball over much.
Brady's got it now on the right wing. Penguins by five now. Stephanie Williams with a nice head fake. She goes up, and Razo and Ikiora break up the play. Ikiora is credited with the steal. Scott down low. Ikiora bounces one off the window after she pounds little old Wendy Garrity to the floor. Garrity stands at 5'6". Brandon, you've seen that play where Ikiora lowers the shoulder and leaves the defender defenseless as Garrity buries the two. But that's an effective play that Ikiora has mastered. Julia Razo's got it top of the key. She's got nowhere to go as Williams is in her face. Penguins are working the ball down low, and they're just going to Ikiora on that right side of the baseline over and over and over. Garrity brings it up. She goes coast to coast. Now she thinks better of it. Brady softly, six-footer, no. Penguins with a rebound as Scott hauls it in. Cruz brings it up the left side. Penguins by five, up and under. She's fouled by Garrity.
And that's something that Coach Lacoste was talking to Vanessa Cruz about last game, is when you have the one-on-one on the outside and their whole defense shifts over to where Diaz or Raz or Ikiora are playing, if you have a step, go to the bucket, because a lot of the times you're going to get fouled and you'll go to the line, and as a guard, pretty good from the line.
Vanessa Cruz on the line, and the first one rattles around and goes down. Diaz comes in place of Ikiora, her first break of the night. Ikiora barely even sweating, in such good shape. The senior Ikiora. Cruz goes back to the line, and the second one is deep. Tipped out. Diaz gets a finger on it. Cruz comes up with it. She's swarmed. Left side, thinking three Razo. She drives in baseline. Off the window. Put it on her birthday. Good. 16-8.
But you didn't think on her birthday she wasn't going to score, right, Stu?
No. I'm thinking she's got five threes in her somewhere. Yeah. Although, Brandon Cadiz in the last broadcast did tag her with the three-point specialist. And sometimes that's tough to live up to, but I think he's right. I think Razo might be the three-point specialist. We're just not – we've seen her do it. Brady with a turnaround jumper, left wing, good. Check it, that was Hepburn, not Brady. 16-10, Penguins have the ball. Diaz softly. Another deuce. Diaz and Ikiora both averaging over 25 a night.
And we've seen it this whole week. Diaz almost automatic from 8 to 10 feet, Stu.
That must be a good feeling. Kind of like when Brandon Cadiz knocked down the big three. He just felt it. Everybody in the house was looking at him, and they all knew it was going down. And it was the most pure shot you've ever seen in the game. Penguins now commit the foul, and that's on Diaz. Diaz out of SoCal is just a junior. And you wouldn't, it's hard to imagine she's only a junior. On the line goes Kara Liggins, a 5'10 freshman, and she misses the first one. In the game for the first time tonight is good old Alexis Price, as Cruz takes a breather. And the second one is missed. So there's an offer. Price brings it up very quickly, fresh legs. Ooh, boy, you can tell she's fresh. Diaz, with just two on the shot clock, goes up and is stuffed away. There's a shot clock violation. No, that was the end of the first quarter. Check it. How could it be a shot clock violation? Coming off the free throws, the clock wouldn't start. 18-10, everybody. One quarter into it. And I go to Brandon Cadiz. So, Brandon, you were the guy who put the three-point moniker on Julia Razo.
Yes, I did, and it was because of that performance against Notre Dame where she nailed a couple three-pointers, but since then, they went on the road at Fresno Pacific, the game here against Bethesda Central Washington. She's been 1-for-7 from the three-point line, so she's been a little bit cold, but we've seen her be automatic from inside the paint, those 10-foot jumpers, and Forrest and I mentioned that maybe she needs to work the inside and then work her way back out because she's lost that touch, but I expect here today, on her birthday, Stu, I agree with you, she's going to nail a couple more three-pointers here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be some magic in the birthday thing. And I don't know how old she is. Probably, let's see, she's a freshman. I'm going to go 17. No?
I'm saying 19.
19
is a freshman?
We can find out.
Well, I'm sure we could.
Yeah.
But it's more fun to just guess. The fact of the matter is, it is her birthday, and if there's any magic involved. And so far, she's looked pretty good. Didn't get the start. Comes in. Makes a couple. Well, she made one, right? And but I would suspect that the Penguins are going to have a three-point shooter. I can't think anybody better.
Well, it's going to be Razo. And as Brandon said, she came out in the second game in the Conlon Center on Tuesday and went 0-for from beyond the arc.
Yeah.
And then last game on Thursday, we saw her come out, and she was beautiful from mid-range. So that mid-range jumper might be the one that gets her started and gets her rhythm back from beyond the arc.
All right, everybody, here we go with the second period of tonight's game. It's 18-10, and here's Brandon.
As outside, the head fake driving inside is point low. Vanessa Cruz up top. The three-pointer on its way from the left corner is good. That's Sydney Peterson. Penguins still lead 18-13. On the other end, Vanessa Cruz drifting to her left. The handoff to Julia Razo. Nally Diaz with the screen up top. Diaz goes middle inside the lane, throws one up, and she is blocked by two Point Loma defenders. Ikeora rebounds, has to kick it out to avoid a three-second violation inside the key. Natalia Diaz, head fake, drives baseline, right low block, sticks it off glass. 20-13, Penguins with a seven-point lead.
Can you imagine fighting for it like that down low? Well, only Diaz can do that.
Up top and driving inside, Stephanie Williams, left corner to the pass. The three-pointer is off the mark by Kara Liggins. Vanessa Cruz crossing the timeline for the Penguins. Coming to the basket, that was Angelica Collins. Left corner, Julia Razo, three-pointer! And Razo nails it. The biggest lead for the Penguins, 23-13, and there it is still.
Yes.
Timeout by Point Loma and head coach Lisa Faulkner. So coming off that end of the first quarter, the Penguins extend the lead to 10. Guys, Fox?
That was a beautiful shot. In the corner, birthday girl, three ball, deep, good.
Almost right on cue, too.
Yeah.
We were talking about it coming out of the break after the first quarter. Maybe all she needs is that mid-range jumper to get her going. She hits the mid-range in the first quarter, comes out, first shot in the second quarter for the Penguins.
We couldn't have set it up any better. Yeah. And it was El Perfecto from the corner.
It's almost like you could see the future.
Well, Brandon Cadiz does amazing stuff, so it wouldn't surprise me.
I'm going to coin another term here.
All right, here we go.
If Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are the Splash Brothers, I'm calling Elena Scott and Julia Razo the Splash Sisters.
All right, I'll go with that. See, we are in the igloo.
Yeah.
So, and with global warming and everything, a lot of splashing.
Well, we didn't mention here, and I want to mention in the first quarter, the Penguins played tremendous defense. They only limited Point Loma to shooting at 28% so far.
We didn't hear it. Keep talking.
As we will get things back in action here, Point Loma, after that timeout by Coach Lisa Faulkner, bringing it up the court is Cindy Peterson. The dump inside to Rusta Mazda. Travel on the short far left corner. That was Carol Schroeder who picked up her dribble and slid her feet. As checking back in is Taylor Hepburn, one of the starters for Point Loma.
Brandon, you think that was a makeup call for the earlier travel that was missed?
Probably. We saw a couple three steps by Cindy Peterson earlier in the game as it'll be a turnover on the side of Point Loma. Pushing it up is Rustam Zada. The pass to the inside is intercepted by Sandra Ikeora. Vanessa Cruz crossing the timeline, avoiding some defenders. Mid post. Outside kick out. That's Natalie Diaz, right corner to Angelica Collins off the mark. Back iron. Point Loma. And the C line is pushing it up. Crossover move to her left. That's Peterson. Back up top, Rustam Zada. The screen by Taylor Hepburn. Setting things back up to the offense. Three pointer is airballed from up top. Cindy Peterson from 25 feet. Not even close.
Way left.
As Alana Scott will check back in the ball game in replace of Julia Razo. Penguins still with that 10-point lead, 23-13, 7:45 left in the second period. And Helica Collins in that left corner gets it right side. Natalie Diaz driving. It is blocked and tipped off the hands of Taylor Hepburn. The Penguins will retain possession as Vanessa Cruz will look to inbound it from behind the Penguins basket. Natalie Diaz inside the paint, picks up her dribble, and Helica Collins left wing, just fades to the right and rebounded by Rustam Zada for Point Loma. And Helica Collins on Rustam Zada. There's a mismatch on the height. And they'll say that Helica Collins touched her on the elbow as she went up for the mid-range jump shot. So Rustam Zada will get two at the line. Rustam Zada's first free throw is up and perfect. Rustam Zada tails the line for the second one, takes a couple bounces. And her second free throw is good as well. Cuts the lead to 8, 23-15, Penguins with the lead. The pass, Natalie Diaz, right side of the perimeter. Left wing, now deep in the left corner, Elena Scott, and Helica Collins up top. Gets it in, Natalie Diaz, the pass to Sandra Ikeora, back out, left corner, three ball, that's money, Alana Scott. Scott with her first three-pointer on the night. She has 7 points so far. Driving inside to her right, going in is Peterson. And Vanessa Cruz, it looked like she had all ball there, but the referee calls the foul before the shot attempt. So that's on Vanessa Cruz. That's her first personal foul, second team foul in this quarter. As Point Loma will retain possession and inbound it. Cindy Peterson to Rustam Zada. Back to Peterson in the right corner. Gets it right elbow, sets the screen, is Hepburn. Backs out, mid-range jump shot from 15, is airballed and faded to the right side. So that's that's Cindy Peterson's second airball. I'm noticing on her release, she's not setting that elbow straight up. She's flaring it out a bit, and that's causing the misses left to right. As on the other end, Sandra Ikeora dumps it inside to Natalie Diaz, and she goes up, and she has fouled. She'll get two shots at the line. And that foul is on Stephanie Williams.
Hack a shack down there in the southern end. Man, oh man. There was a lot of contact coming over the top of Diaz.
And her first free throw is good. 3 for 4 at the charity line is Natalie Diaz.
You know, Brandon, I will say that I liked your analysis of why Peterson's missing, but she's getting some really good looks. They're screening at a level that we haven't seen from any team and setting up the shots.
As it'll go out of bounds and possession to Point Loma. But I agree with you, Stu. I think she's just a little too excited, giving her all that room, just not getting that elbow tucked in enough.
Yeah, I'm not sure why she's not firing the ball straight. I think what you had to say about tucking the elbow makes a lot of sense. But as far as getting the clean look, Point Loma couldn't do it any better.
As picking up the dribble and feeding to the inside is Taylor Hepburn. But 3 second violation. She was in the paint for too long. And another turnover for Point Loma. Fourth turnover of the ball game.
That's what we talk about, Brandon. Who can score points off of unforced errors? Points off of turnovers. It's been the difference so far for the Penguins.
And Natalie Diaz pounds the low block on the far right side, but they'll swing it around the horn. Back to Ikeora, left low block, and Helica Collins from up top. Three ball rattles in, good. 30-15, the Penguins with a 15-point lead.
She missed her first couple from beyond the arc, Brandon. She's feeling good, the shot's looking good. She finally got one to land home.
And on the other end, the Penguins steal it. Vanessa Cruz and the pass to Ikeora, and she falls in. Ikeora is deep in pain. She rolled her left ankle.
Oh. Well, here come the trainers, everybody, and Ikeora is down, and it looks awful. From here, Brennan, it doesn't look broken. Her left ankle.
Looks to be her left leg. Don't know what it is, if it's her knee or her ankle.
Yeah, she's got both knees. You're right. I'm not sure. I thought it was her ankle. But she's got both knees and both ankles with the braces that she always wears.
Well, what happened on that sequence there is Vanessa Cruz stole the ball on the other end, left to right on the radio dial. But going back to the other end, the Penguins' offense, a high pass by Aikiura, she got it, but an undercut by one of the Point Loma defenders as she slipped, and Aikiura just fell on the ground, causing this injury.
Oh, man. Well, she went down, and at first it looked... Oh, she's not feeling too good right now. But she's about to stand and give put a little weight on it, and let's just see how this goes. It might be the left knee.
Yeah, looks like it.
If it's the knee, zero weight on it. And she's being carried off, folks, and this... this is not what the Penguins need right now out of their star player. You know, I was thinking about this. It's going to be a while till they get her back to the bench. That's how slowly. But, you know, I was thinking about the last couple of games and listening to you guys. That game against Bethesda where the Penguins were killing them. And I was thinking, you know, it's a non-conference game. This is super lopsided. And the only thing that can happen in a game like that is one of the Penguins can get hurt. I mean, nothing good can come out of a game that's not competitive, and it's a non-conference, right? It's a non-conference affair. Nothing good can come out of it. Only bad things can come because you're running against a team that can't hang with you, so you can't even let your regular plays unfold. Not to say anything against Bethesda, but I'm just saying, Penguins are playing at a high level. At any rate, here we go.
After that, and return to action, Julia Raza will come in replacement of Sandra Aikiura. And Helica Collins swinging it around the horn. Vanessa Cruz from straight on away. She gives it to Julia Raza up top. Right wing. 9 seconds on the shot clock. And Helica Collins driving inside. She goes left low block. And she's going to shoot it from the short left corner as she initially lost it. You couldn't have drawn that one up. 32-15. Penguins with a lead.
Everything's going in, Brandon. They're just throwing it up there and it's fine on the bottom.
Elena Scott guarding Kara Liggins from the left wing, right wing now. That's Stephanie Williams, Julia Raza, and Williams lowers the shoulder and drives by Raza, gets the layup, 32-17. Penguins still with that large lead. Vanessa Cruz straight away taking a couple pound dribbles, surveying the defense as she'll deny the screen up top from Natalie Diaz. Julia Raza head fake. She drives to her left. And as she goes for the layup, it reaches the back of the backboard. No good. Pushing on the other end, going coast to coast. Wendy Guridi is fouled. She'll have two shots at the line going coast to coast with a left-handed layup. And that will be charged on Vanessa Cruz, the foul, her second personal foul.
Hey, Bobby here, Coach Lacoste. How do you miss the obvious call on the other end? Raza's going in. She had... It might have been Rustem Zada just absolutely all over her back. Might have caught a little bit of the forearm. And then you come on this end and a little bit of a ticky-tack foul call on Vanessa Cruz, who they were just hip-to-hip and, you know, went up with no contact. And then you get a foul called. So
Guridi missed the first free throw. The second one is good. Rimming off for an iron and in. Vanessa Cruz passing us here in the closest baseline. Julia Raza up top, gets it in to Natalie Diaz, who goes low right block, too high off the glass, rebounded by Wendy Guridi and the Point Loma Sea Lions. High pass inside to Taylor Hepburn is stolen by Elena Scott. Vanessa Cruz pushing to the right wing. Nice crossover move, stutter step, and Helica Collins head fake on the left wing. She drives inside the paint from about 15. Vanessa Cruz low block inside to Natalie Diaz, puts it up, and she is fouled on the shot. She'll get a chance at the free throw line yet again, and that was a foul on Wendy Guridi. Looks like it was a bailout, not that much contact.
Diaz shooting pretty good from the line. She's 2-for-4 tonight, but it's good to see Diaz and Aikiura on the year shooting better from the line. You don't necessarily see the bigs, as they call it, that play down low, shoot that well from the charity stripe. But Aikiura at the beginning of the season said that was the one focus of her game offensive that she wanted to fix. And as we saw the other night, Brandon, she was 8-for-13, 8-for-17 from the line.
Diaz makes the first and misses the second. Rebounded by Rustem Zada. And Helica Collins hip-to-hip guarding her defensively really tight. And Elena Scott disrupted the shot from Taylor Hepburn. She was right behind her, breathing down her neck. And an offensive foul. Natalie Diaz setting her feet in time as Kara Liggins drove into her. Penguins will retain possession. In this game for us, the Penguins have done a great job so far. 6 turnovers, 7 now on the side of Point Loma, but they were able to capitalize it. 6 points off those turnovers. And the rebounds are even 20-20, as I mentioned. Both teams really good at rebounding at the same rate.
Yeah, and the thing tonight, Brandon, it's a 33-18 lead, but we haven't seen the Penguins do. They played well on Tuesday against Bethesda when they scored 100. They played well on Thursday against Central Washington when they put up 90. But they were turning the ball over a lot. We're almost at halftime here against Point Loma. 2 turnovers.
Great ball handling skills tonight displayed, and especially against a team that has a lot of more height on them. Natalie Diaz from 15, right elbow. That's good. 35-18. Penguins with a 17-point lead. Rustam Zada and Helica Collins. And Helica Collins has done a great job guarding Rustam Zada with that height advantage. And the shot by Hepburn drifts to the right, rebounded by Point Loma. And as Stephanie Williams brings the ball up high, Alexis Price took a swipe to the face, and that'll be Alexis Price's first personal foul, the 4th team foul, so Penguins got to watch out. 1 foul away from getting the Sea Lions in the bonus. Screen inside by Hepburn, able to get Stephanie Williams out to the left wing. Williams drives left, and Natalie Diaz, great defense, staying her ground and just putting her hands up. Didn't need a jump, and Helica Collins, left wing on Rustam Zada. Inside, short left corner, Natalie Diaz backs her defender down. That's Hepburn, takes a pump fake, gets it to Alexis Price. Julio Razo drives inside and poked away initially, but she's able to regather. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Natalie Diaz tries to back her defender in, and as she does, Rustam Zada pokes it away on the other end now. Working, goes in and out dribble. Cindy Peterson tries to stick it off glass, no good. Rebound by Alexis Price, and Helica Collins on the other end for the Penguins, slowing things down. Julia Razo's open, right wing 3, and that is good. You can't leave her open. You can't give her even 3 feet of space, Forrest.
You can't. 3 feet's too much. A foot might be too much. She almost had a hand in her face, though, Brandon. The defender was closing in quickly. Razo just really quick on that release.
And on the other end, a nice dump pass by Carol Schroeder. Inside, and the point is good. 38-20. Penguins still with an 18-point lead. 2 minutes left in this first half as Alexis Price goes coast to coast, missing the layup. Now Point Loma has it on the other end. Dump inside to Hepburn. And Natalie Diaz, again, setting her feet, just putting her hands up. She doesn't need to jump, causing a turnover.
And you know what? It looks like 10 of the 20 Sea Lion points so far have been in the paint. But credit to Diaz and Ikeora and Razo are really playing tough on the defensive side on Hepburn and Brady. I mean, they're 6 foot two and 6 foot three, Brandon, 3 and 4 inches taller than the rest of the Penguins, and they're just playing them lights out.
As Natalie Diaz is stuffed away, going to the right low block, Point Loma has numbers. Peterson with the head fake, she drives left, tries the Euro step, and as she falls and couldn't avoid contact, she misses it. Other end, Julio Razo, left low block, jump stop into the middle of the paint, gets it in. 40-20 points, the Penguins lead.
Tell you what, can Razo do everything or what? The only player taller than her on the Penguin roster is McMorrow at 6'2". Razo can go inside, play from the low block, and shoot the three.
Left corner, three-pointer is missed by Liggins, rebounded by the Penguins. Vanessa Cruz slowing things down. A minute left in the first half. She drives right, going baseline, misses the layup. Point Loma and Rustam Zada. Cross-court pass inside, down low. Pump, Kara Liggins. And setting her feet is Julia Razo defensively. We're going to talk about this at halftime, but the tremendous defense by the Penguins. This Point Loma team shoots about the same rate as the Penguins, 43%, but they're only limited to 26% so far in the ball game. As we will get a timeout by head coach Tim Lacoste and the Lady Penguins. So, Forrest, I think after that Sandra Ikeora injury, the Penguins have really stepped things up defensively and taking that to the heart, taking that to the gut and saying, we got to step up and we got to let Sandra Ikeora know that we are good in the event that she cannot come back in this ball game.
Well, speaking of her, she's been up, standing up, and walking around a little bit over here behind the Penguin bench. You know, it's tough. Ankles are tough, man. I think that's what it is. I'm not – don't quote me on that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I believe that's what it is. They took her shoe and her sock off, and we're looking at her ankle. So she's been standing up, been walking around. You'd like to say, wow, the Penguins lost their star player. What are they going to do? Someone needs to step up. They've been doing the same exact thing. No Ikeora, no problem. It's like she's taking a rest on the bench, you know? I mean, Diaz, Razo, Scott, they're all doing it, Brandon. They do it day in and day out, and it's almost overshadowed a little bit sometimes by Ikeora, but they're letting her know, as you said, hey, we're still here. We still play good.
And Angelica Collins, the right corner three-pointer, is missed off back iron as Point Loma and head coach Lisa Faulkner will take yet another timeout. And I'd like to remind you all, you're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And we thought that height advantage was going to play a key factor for us. And they've limited a lot of the Sea Lions, taller players, in the terms of rebound. But there's one player that I mentioned in pregame that hasn't checked back into this ballgame yet or seen action, and that's Alex Brunk on the side of the Point Loma Sea Line. She averages 18 points. She gets 6 boards and can facilitate with around 3 assists. We haven't seen her. Maybe in the second half we'll see that. And Point Loma will inbound it near half court. 40 seconds left in the first half. Peterson taking it, drifting to her left. Inside Hepburn. Nally Diaz playing great defense yet again and causing another travel. Nally Diaz, you know, Hepburn has 3 inches on her, and she hasn't jumped on the last 3 defensive possessions.
Yeah, Diaz just gets in your face, and it makes you think. You panic a little bit when Diaz gets all up in your grill, and that's exactly what's been happening.
Swinging it around the horn. Left side, drifting to her right. Chaz pass. Julio Razo, right wing. Thought about taking that 3. The fake pass to Nally Diaz gets it back up. Julio Razo now straight away. 10 seconds on the shot clock. 3-second differential between game and shot clock. 6 seconds on the shot clock. 5 seconds. Vanessa Cruz makes a crossover move left. Just has to put it up. And she is fouled with 1 second left on the shot clock. 3.8 seconds left in the first half. She'll get a chance at 2 at the line. Vanessa Cruz, the 3rd and 4th opportunities at the charity stripe. She only has 1 point, but she has 3 rebounds and 2 assists. Cruz's first free throw. Ooh, just in and out. Rims off front iron, on off back iron.
And she kind of threw her hands up like, oh, how did that not go? And it was halfway down. All of a sudden, it just kicked back up and out.
Tailing the line for the second one is up, and that one rattles in. 41-20. Penguins with a 21-point lead. And a couple ticks came off the shot clock, and they'll readjust that.
I believe it was at 3.8.
And they will get it back to 3.8. Point Loma will take the last shot of the first half. 3.8 seconds. Rustam Zada trying to get it in, and she does to Peterson. Going cross court. The shot is no good, and that'll end the first half. The Penguins 41 for us, and Point Loma and the Sea Lions with only 20. Another great defensive showcase here in the second quarter. We saw this same defense in the third quarter in the game against Central Washington, but so far today, their defense has been incredible throughout this first half.
Yeah, the word that comes to mind, Brandon, is dominance. That's really what the first half has been. You lose Ikeora for the last couple of minutes, and it's as if it didn't even matter. I mean, it does matter. She's got what looks like possibly an ankle injury of some sort. She's over there standing up. We'll see if she walks to the locker room. But it's a 21-point lead for the Penguins as if nothing happened, and that's what you like to see. It doesn't matter who's on the floor. You want the same kind of results.
Exactly, Forrest. And a key to this is on the side of Point Loma, all right, their leading scorers on the year, Taylor Hepburn, she averages, let's see here, 19 points. Rustam Zada with 15.5. Cindy Peterson with 10. Kara Liggins with 9. No one on Point Loma has scored double digits or scored past 5 points. They've kept them to only 4 points, and 3 of the Point Loma Sea Lions share that. That's Rustam Zada, Hepburn and Stephanie Williams. For the side of the Penguins, stepping up, as I said, my pregame pick to be player of the game, Natalie Diaz, 11 points, 8 rebounds. She's two away from another double-double. Julia Razo, 10 points, 4 for 5 overall, and those 2 3-pointers, she's perfect so far on the night.
Yeah, she is, and I'm happy to report, Brandon, that Sandra Aikior is making her way to the locker room slowly but surely. It's a lot better than what we saw 5 to 10 minutes ago when she was being helped off the floor and couldn't even put any pressure on that left leg. So she's walking, you know, she's picked up the pace a little bit, making her way to the locker room. And that's, don't think we'll see her here tonight, given that there's still a 21-point lead for the Penguins. And even if it comes down to crunch time, I don't think we'll see her tonight.
Yeah, I don't think you should risk that. I mean, if you get this 20-point lead continued in the second half, there's no reason to. Your team is dominating, and a lot of these freshmen have stepped it up big time. We've seen throughout this entire first quarter of the couple games here this season. And you're going to need that later on against these big games coming up in our next homestand against Chaminade on January 13th, Dixie State on the 18th, and Hawaii Hilo on the 20th. But that'll do it so far here in the first half. Penguins with a 21-point lead, 41-20. We'll be back in about 13 minutes for your second half action. NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to this Pac West doubleheader action. Half number two coming up with the women's game. Dominican Penguins lead it 41-24. Hunt, Brandon Cadiz, Stuart Horn here with you today. Game one of this doubleheader, Brandon, and the Penguins looking dominant.
Yes, they're looking very dominant with this 21-point lead. And Natalie Diaz, Julia Razo, the leading scorers with 11 and 10. So it looks like Julia Razo will replace Sandra Aikior for the remainder of this game this afternoon. I'd like to report that Sandra Aikior came out the locker room in crutches, but we'll see if she'll come back here at our next homestand. But yes, Forest Penguins looking dominant, playing a great defensive showcase. As you mentioned, a dominant defensive showcase. Point Loma only shooting at 25%.
Yeah, and I like this lineup change, Brandon, with Razo in her place. I mean, Razo can do it all, as we mentioned before. Here we go. Penguins moving from our left to right, attacking the northern hoop. And Helica Collins down to Razo, left corner inside Diaz. Spins. Oh, and gets it blocked out of bounds by Rustam Zada. Good defensive play by Rustam Zada. And she's been playing Diaz tough on the defensive side all night.
Yeah, Rustam Zada didn't have the jump. Gave Diaz a little bit of her own medicine there.
Penguins on the short side with 15. Razo up top off the inbound from Cruz. Looking for a screen. Three ball, Razo straight away. Oh, just short, Brandon. And I would have put money on the halfway there that it was going to go in. Thompson top of the key. Peterson check it, top of the key. Pass down low intended for Hepburn out of bounds.
I'm saying and going all out on the whim here. I'm saying this is going to be the most three-pointers we've seen in a quarter because of Elena Scott and Julio Razo.
And then Helica Collins hit one in the first quarter, too. We know she can shoot it now. Right corner, Scott in front of the Penguin bench, drifting up top. Collins back to Cruz, left wing, inside. High post, Diaz back out to Scott, 15 to shoot. Diaz free throw line jumper. Oh, just in and out. That's the first one from that range we've seen her miss tonight. Rustam Zada bringing it up the far side. Crosses over Collins into the paint, dumps it off to Hepburn. Oh, and just an easy bucket from the right side for Taylor Hepburn. 41-22. Penguins yet to score here in the third quarter. We're about a minute in, everybody. Top of the key, Vanessa Cruz drifting to her right. Bounce pass to Scott. Oh, and it's blocked by Stephanie Williams. Huge block there. Nice pass, though, by Cruz to find Scott cutting on the baseline.
Lions attacking the inside early. They have a better height advantage with the one-inch difference between Julia Razo and Aikiura, but they're going to miss Aikiura's really aggressive defensive and offensive play.
Williams driving the baseline, pass Razo, kick out, three ball on the way. That's by Liggins, and it is perfect. Carl Liggins with the three from the right wing makes it 41-25 as the clock approaches 8:15. Top of the key, Razo driving in left side. Spin move, and she's fouled. Julia Razo will go to the line. She'll shoot two. That foul is going to be on the Sea Lions. Roya Rustam Zada, that's going to be her second personal first team foul, the Sea Lions here in the third quarter.
Yeah, Razo shooting her first free throws of the day.
Razo toes the line. She'll bounce it three times, bends at the waist, first shot perfect. Razzo adding to that point total.
Razzo with 11 points now after that free throw.
Tied with Natalie Diaz for the leading score as she misses the second. Rustam Zada, full court pressure by Angelica Collins. She'll now back off as the ball is given to Sydney Peterson, who brings it across the Dominican insignia at the middle of the floor here at the Conlin Center. Over to the right wing, Rustam Zada picks up a screen from Hepburn, still driving inside, up over Collins, off the rim, no good. Rustam Zada gets her own board. Kick back out, three ball on the way by Peterson, too long. Razzo with the rebound. Razzo bringing it up for the Penguins. Boy, she can do everything. She can run with it, she can bring it up the floor, she can take it 94 feet inside Diaz. Spin move over Rustam Zada, and knocked out of bounds off the fingertips of Rustam Zada.
Yeah, and right there, Julio Razzo said, give it to me. She was open up top. Now Diaz just didn't see her driving inside the paint.
Inbound pass right to Diaz. Goes straight up with it, and it's perfect from right in front of the hoop. Natalie Diaz with a nice find from Vanessa Cruz on the inbound. Peterson top of the key driving pass. Cruz back to Rustam Zada behind the back. Oh, and a nice step back and three from Rustam Zada. And she was really showcasing the handles on that one, Brandon. Top of the key, Vanessa Cruz to Razzo, right wing, steps into it, three ball from Razzo. Oh, and she missed it right. That shot looked a little different than the ones we've seen her knock down so far. Looked like she rushed it a bit. Rustam's out of top of the key, comes back with a three of her own and just missed it right. Razzo with the rebound. Razzo pushing the floor. Is Razzo going to go all 94? No, mid-range jumper from Julia. Oh, and she missed it just deep, Brandon. She has to find that happy medium. She's missed it a couple times. Collins with the steal, and she's going to get called for a foul.
Yeah, I want to note on the past three defensive possessions, they forced Peterson to her left. Vanessa Cruz guarding her is just giving her free room to her left, only guarding her right side. So we'll see if they can capitalize on that. If she, because normally on the defensive end, you don't do that and give the entire left side if she's not known for dribbling on her left-hand side.
That was a second personal foul for Collins. First team foul of the quarter. Nice pass to Hepburn from Rustam Zada as it just rattles out. But we're going to get a foul down in the paint. That foul is going to be on Natalie Diaz. That's her second personal, second team foul for the Penguins here in the third quarter. Penguins still lead at 44-28 as Hepburn goes to the line to shoot two. First free throw just deep and it rattles out. 6:39 overhead. Penguins with a 21-point lead at halftime.
You guys think we'll see Ikiora at any time soon?
Not a chance, Stu. She came out on crutches, but I don't even think if she came out fully suited up, I don't think we'll see her for the rest of the night.
Even if the game was close, I don't think we'd see her.
Nope, not a chance. Vanessa Cruz straight away working on Peterson. Down to the right corner, Collins picking up a screen, drifting back straight away. Alana Scott drives in from the left side up off the glass. Oh, and it just rattles around, falls out. Peterson now bringing it up for the Sea Lions, crosses the timeline. Vanessa Cruz right there to meet her. Peterson will drift right. Looking for an outlet pass, finally gets it to Rustam Zada, who has to come up and help her. Rustam Zada with Collins in her face, 12 to shoot. Between the legs, picks up a screen, 10. Free throw line shot, way right. Natalie Diaz with the rebound, that one wasn't even close. Vanessa Cruz from half court to Scott, right wing, three ball. Scott knocks down the three. If it's not Razzo, it's going to be Scott here in the third quarter. As we know how well they can both shoot the three-pointer. Driving in from the left side, Liggins off the glass, right pass, Alana Scott, good. 47-30, Penguins lead.
I want to back up to that play by Scott. The setup, the assist by Collins was so mindful, you know. Collins is just plays like a veteran.
Razzo thought about a three pump fake drive in just before the free throw line, knocks down the 9-footer, and Julia Razzo, that could be the one that gets her going here in the third quarter. Brandon, we saw her miss a three, just stepped inside the perimeter, shot one, and it was long. Looks like she found the back, she got her touch back.
Yeah, first shot, 1-for-3 in this third period so far.
Three ball, left corner on the way, and good. That is Stephanie Williams of the Sea Lions. The lead is now 17. For the Penguins, it was 21 coming into the third quarter.
You know that Rustam Zada has such a pure stroke. She's a pure shooter, and she's just a joy to watch.
Collins drives in, left side, kick out Razzo. Three ball from the right corner, perfect! Julia Razzo right in front of the Penguin bench as they go crazy. Happy birthday, Julia Razzo. Peterson top of the key for the Sea Lions.
to the left wing. That's Williams, Razzo's interface. Williams comes back straight away. Crossover, tries to drive by Razzo, has to kick it out. Hepburn from the left elbow. It's stolen away by Vanessa Cruz. Penguins lead at 52-32 as we approach 4:15 to go. Razzo right wing into the corner. Collins right in front of the Penguin bench. Inside Diaz, low block. Spins on Rustem Zana and gets it blocked, but she was fouled. Natalie Diaz will go to the line. She'll shoot two on that foul by Roya Rustemzadeh. That's her third personal, third team foul for the Sea Lions. And we have a media timeout. You're listening to NC2A Division II women's basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Penguins by 20 with 4:10 left here in the third quarter.
Yes, and the updated stat sheet here. Julio Razzo now, 16 points, three made three-pointers. On the other side, her splash sister, Elena Scott, two three-pointers of her own as well with 10 points. Natalie Diaz with 13 points, one board away from another double-double.
You know, Stu, we were talking about Ikeora going down and somebody having to step up.
Yeah.
And nobody really has to step up. They just have to keep playing the way that they're playing.
You know, something about this team. I know it's way too early to start talking banners or anything else, but there is something about this team where it doesn't surprise me that when Ikeora goes down and she's out for at least the rest of tonight, that the rest of the team steps up, and it seems like all of the girls, or all of the women, let's say, have elevated their game. They're certainly not playing like girls tonight.
Well,
this is there's been a couple of plays I've seen tonight. Most recently, that last drive from Rustemzadeh, she's such a pure shooter. It had WNBA written all over it. And the Penguins are playing really some great basketball. It's a joy to watch. You know, it really is.
Well, we don't know how long Ikeora is going to be out. We know it's going to be for at least the rest of the night.
Yeah.
And if it is for a lengthy period of time, Razzo's going to be in that spot, the freshman, and she's living up to it. I think if she's in that spot for a while, we could see Razzo and Diaz every night 20.
You know, I think Razzo, so to me, Razzo seems fearless. We talked about it before, and she just continues on with that.
She has that cool demeanor on
and
off
the
court.
I like it.
Diaz perfect for the first free throw, second one on the way, and it's perfect as well. Natalie Diaz, 2-for-2 from the line. Penguins with a 22-point lead. That's their largest of the day.
If Shaq could fire like that, he'd still be playing. That's how pure her free throw shooting is to Diaz.
Schroeder checked back in for the Sea Lions, and she gets a shot on goal, and it rattles home, 54-34. And Schroeder newly checked back in into the action right away. Down inside to Diaz. She'll back it back out left wing. Cross court to Razzo straight away inside to Diaz. Spins around the defender, left side off the glass, good. And you're just throwing your hands in the air, Stu.
I love it. I love the fact that they have so much confidence that everything's going down. Whereas, you know, in years past, it seemed like they're flailing the ball all over the place.
Steal by Diaz. Scott driving in right side. She'll back it out. Two Sea Lions. Free throw line, Diaz, and it rattles home. And that was a toilet bowl, Stu. You make the most.
360.
Jeez, man.
Everything's going. Well, Diaz is going to have to step up and take the place of Ikeora. You know, when you have the two of them in at the same time, you can see a lot of defenders going after him, but Diaz is kind of going it solo as far as the bigs for the Penguins.
High off the glass goes Sydney Peterson from about 10 feet. She'll get it to fall, 58-36. Scott driving baseline, right side, will kick it out. Diaz to the right wing. Penguins will set the offense back up. Cruz top of the key, they'll swing it around left corner. Razzo, ball fake, drives baseline, and she gets hacked on the shot. Razzo will go to the line. She will shoot two on the foul by Carol Schroeder.
And you know, to say that Razzo is not one of the bigs of the team is that's just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's clearly making a name for herself as she goes to the line and pours the first one in perfectly, fearlessly, I might add, with just a high, majestic, beautiful arc. So confident.
Yeah,
but she's right in there with size-wise Ikeora and Diaz.
I agree with you, Stu, and I guess a lot of people don't consider her a big because the way she shoots, you really see bigs that can stroke it from beyond the arc.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Razzo.
I think that's exactly what it is. Is she's good everywhere.
She really
mid-range,
is.
She's a good short-range mid-range shooter.
And she gets a rebound right there, and the Penguins going the other way. Look at that. She does it all on both ends of the floor. And here she is running the point up top until she hands it off to the other point guard for the Penguins, Vanessa Cruz. Inside, Diaz loses the handle on it as it goes out of bounds. it'll stay with the Penguins on the short side with a 17 to shoot.
Yeah, you know, she's so good with the ball control that I think she can play. She can play five positions.
Yeah, we've seen her take it 94 feet at least once or twice here in the Collins Center. Straight away thought about a shot, but she had the 6'3" Brady in her face. Diaz off the glass, and she is fouled, and Rustem Zada cannot believe it. As Rustem Zada picks up another foul, Diaz will shoot two from the line. That's Rustem Zada's fourth foul. And if she stays in the ballgame any longer, Stu, I think you see the Penguins go right at her.
You know, you think about it. How many players in the league can play all five positions legitimately? Right? Most are too small to play down low. Mm-hmm. I mean, almost all the players could never truly play center.
And it looks like the Penguins have three.
And the Penguins have three who could legitimately play all five positions. And if you put them out there, you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't.
No. You just wouldn't know unless you looked at the setup.
Garrity down low to Brady. Back to Garrity from the baseline. Shot goes up, no good. Schroeder with the rebound, the putback, and she is fouled. Schroeder will go to the line and shoot two. The foul is going to be on Natalie Diaz, her third personal, third team foul for the Penguins. 158 overhead. Penguins lead 61-36. And it seems this is a good Point Loma team. And at the end of the first half, Stu, the word that we came up with so far is just dominance.
You know, I'm looking at the standings as the second one goes. And to see Dominican at the top, how nice is that? And the Penguins are going to have a couple weeks off. And then they're going to take on Chaminade, who's currently in the cellar.
Top of the key, Diaz. Oh, through the legs of Scott and out of bounds. The turnover for the Penguins. That is only their fourth of the game.
Yeah, and that's the key stat here. Their fourth turnover to Point Loma's 14, and that's key to limiting turnovers when you're getting out-rebound, surprisingly, 38-30.
Brady up top, back to Garrity. Ball fake on Diaz, crossover, driving inside, runs into her own teammate. Short off the rim, Raza with the rebound. Scott along the far sideline, up to Collins. Collins with the jump stop, back out Scott. Raza, right wing, three ball on the way. She's fouled, and count it! Woo! Raza with an opportunity for a four-point play.
She had two Point Lomas coming at her hard, and she was fouled on the play, but she hung with it long enough to get that off. 18th birthday.
From Coach Lacoste.
Yep. That was a nice little four-point play opportunity. All right.
We were hoping, weren't we? Rustem Zada brings it up. On her birthday, she turns 18 today. That's Razo. As Rustem Zada goes in from the right side, count the bucket. She is fouled. She'll go to the line. That foul is going to be on Angelica Collins. That's her third personal. Fourth team foul. So on Razo's birthday, all she has is 20 points.
So far.
And we're not even into the fourth quarter yet. Rustem Zada's plus one, no good. Rebound by Hepburn. Kick back out top of the key. Sea Lions will set things up again, and throwing it out of bounds is Stephanie Williams. Another turnover. 4-point Loma. Penguins lead by 24, 64-40, approaching a minute to go here in the third quarter.
And I'm looking at Williams, and she's got that look on her face like she's unhappy with the play of her teammates.
Diaz inside over Hepburn, off the glass, no good. Hepburn with the rebound, locked up with Collins and Diaz. We have a dual possession call, or a trip possession calls too, as two Penguins were locked up with a sea lion there. And that dual possession will go in favor of Point Loma with 55 and a half seconds to go here,
you know,
in quarter number three.
Thinking about it in the wild, I don't think that sea lions are natural predators of penguins.
I think they might be.
I don't know. I think they live side by side in harmony. Not tonight.
Inside, Garrity off the glass. Vanessa Cruz with her hands straight up, but she's going to get called for the foul. That's Cruz, his third personal. Fifth team foul. So for the rest of the 44.9 seconds here in the third quarter, any foul will send both teams to the line. Garrity shooting two. Her first one is perfect. The lead for the Penguins now 23. Garrity gets the ball back once again. Dribbles a couple of times, bends at the waist. Her second free throw is up, just deep. Rebound, Raza. Raza's gotten a handful of rebounds here in the third quarter, taking the place of Ikeora.
And as we mentioned earlier, she only has 20 points here tonight on her 18th birthday. Razo straight away picks up a screen from Diaz, and that's going to be an offensive foul by Natalie Diaz. That's going to be her fourth personal. And Natalie Diaz in a little bit of trouble here with one quarter still to go.
What was the call? Was that a moving screen?
Yeah, it was a legal screen.
Okay.
Liggins and Peterson return for Point Loma with the remaining 30 seconds. 2.5 second differential between game and shot clock. Peterson top of the key. Inside to Hepburn off the glass, and it rolls in. She missed it a little left. The Penguins are going to get the last shot here in the third quarter with a 21-point lead. Right wing Angelica Collins. Crossover move. Pass to Natalie Diaz, and Diaz wasn't even in the air. Diaz able to save it. And Coach Lacoste able to call a timeout before a killer turnover. That pass from Collins to Diaz was nowhere near Natalie, and she was able to save it before it goes out of bounds. The Penguins call a timeout with 7.2 seconds here in the third quarter. And I would imagine Coach Lacoste is going to drop some sort of play here to possibly get it to Diaz on the inside or Razo and or Scott.
My favorite part of the whole thing right there was the quick thinking of Coach Lacoste to call the timeout as Diaz is doing the flamingo spin on the baseline just before she steps out of bounds. That was, she was within, half a second? Less.
Less than that.
Yeah, then falling out, and Coach calls timeout. I mean, that's heads up. Way to go, Coach.
That's why he's the coach.
That might be why he's the coach. You know, I heard him also ask on that last foul committed by Diaz, the moving screen.
Yeah, what was the call? He said that.
He said, what was the call there? Because I saw the thing unfold, but I thought the foul was going to be a charge on Razo. The first thing, but then I thought the only other thing that could have happened was an illegal screen. Mm-hmm. So what do I mean by all that? I mean that maybe I should be the coach.
You know, it depends. If you can call a timeout quicker than Coach Lacoste, you might get the job.
I couldn't. I was going to be way behind him. That's why he's the coach. I'm the coach of the radio team. I don't have to call timeouts very often.
No, you just have to let us know when they happen. 7.2 seconds overhead. Cruz will inbound. Likely into a shooter. Cruz looking for an open teammate. Gets it to Natalie Diaz, top of the key. Diaz driving on Hepburn, inside, four to shoot. Shot no good. Rustem Zada with the rebound, and that will be the end of the third quarter. Penguins lead by 21, 64-43, and the third quarter belonged to Julio Razo.
Yeah, Razo picked up 5 rebounds all in that quarter, as well as making 2 3-pointers for us.
Really showing off that she can handle the ball, she can shoot the ball, she can rebound, she can get a couple of blocks, couple of steals here and there. Julia Razo just really showcasing it there in the third quarter.
Yeah, she was. She's living up to the hype that we have built under her, and she's. I know it's early. Razo's only a freshman, but she has proven herself time and time again. It's cyclical. The last game against Central Washington, she was not as tight as she is tonight. But you know what I love is tonight she was called upon to bring it. Ikeora gets hurt. Who are we going to go with? She didn't even get the start tonight. Wouldn't it be a nice thing if you were a coach to have Julia Razo on the bench?
That's a no-brainer.
What a luxury.
Especially if she's going to come out and trail Diaz. Diaz with 21. Razo with 20. I mean, we don't know how long Ikeora is going to be out. It's going to be at least for the remainder of the night. But if you can have Diaz go in and put up 20 and Razo come in and put up 20 and then you get the luxury back of Ikeora coming in and putting up 20, you might be playing 3 bigs for the rest of the year if Ikeora can get healthy.
Ikeora went out with 6 points. Razo with 20 so far, 21 for Diaz. And here we go, everybody. It's 64-43. The Penguins lead this one, attacking the Northern Hoop. Then 13 seconds in to the fourth quarter, Diaz spins one off the window. 66-43. Penguin Radio, 17 years on the air. And Brandon and Forrest are manning the helm beautifully. A couple of celebrities here to my left. These guys are interviewed today by the great Dave Albee. 9:21 to go in whistles, and it looks like a travel. A 3-second violation, so the Penguins are going to get the ball back. Yeah, so I guess you guys are going to have a feature story about you in the Torch, which is our HD all-color beautiful magazine on campus. That's kind of exciting. A low bounce pass by Razo gets booted. Down low by Roost Manzada. That Roost Manzada, she's obviously the go-to player for the Point Lomas.
Yeah, she's our leading scorer tonight with 9 points.
Diaz, no looks to Collins. She dumps it off back top of the key. Scott's going to cruise check. It's going to swing it around. Now Diaz, right elbow on the way, in and out.
Reminder that Roost Manzada does have 4 fouls.
Now Roost Manzada hauls it in, 66-43. Long three on the runner. It goes off the left wing by Liggins. No, but the Penguins can't get the rebound. It's hauled in by Williams. Now down low. Turnaround, Hepburn, two. And Hepburn's good from close range. I'll give her that. She's got a beautiful touch. 66-45. DU's in control of this conference game. Guys are scheduled to go at 4 o'clock. We'll be pretty close to that mark. 8:25 to go. Razo. Well, Razo with a head fake there, but I don't think she faked anybody. She wasn't even looking. Diaz softly. 9-footer, right edge, good. 68-45. The assist from Scott. We're coming up on 8 minutes. Hepburn over the top. She's hacked. And that might be on Diaz. No. And it's on Razo.
Yeah, on that bucket on the other end. Nally Diaz still the leading scorer now with 25 points.
8:04 to go. Inbounds. Point Loma on the short side. Three ball. Left wing. Peterson. Good. Sydney Peterson, who got the start tonight, knocks him. Knocks down a 22-footer out there in the left corner. Nothing like a corner three, everybody. There's something beautiful about a corner three if you love basketball. Softly indoors. Collins to Diaz. Collins to Diaz. Diaz is fouled by Hepburn.
Interesting, Stu. Every time Diaz gets the ball down low, Hepburn and Rustam Zada used to double team Diaz. Rustam Zada really steering clear now with those 4 fouls. So Diaz has that one-on-one opportunity, making the most of it.
Yeah, Nat knocks down the first one. Brady returns in place of Hepburn. Those two could be sisters.
Yeah.
6'2 and 6'3. They got both got the blonde pony going, and Nat knocks down another one. Man, is she solid? Natalie Diaz. I mean, she's got a professional style stroke and attitude. Left side goes Peterson, flailing one up as she was drifting left in the air, then heaving it up to the right side. Penguins at 70 after scoring 100 against Central Washington. Tipped out by Brady. Well, it was a big rejection, but the Penguins get it back. Now Collins somehow swings it around. Coach resets the play. Coming up on 7 minutes in the fourth, everybody. Penguins by 22, driving in left side. Collins almost lets it get away and then just boots it to Peterson. And she drop kicked it. Too much traffic. And there's that, as Brady tips it out, Roost Manzada with a rebound. That's exactly what we're talking about. The patience is the last key to this team's success. You know, and they show moments of great patience as the Penguins steal it away after an impatient pass by Point Loma. And the DUs bring it to the other end. One of the Sea Lions hits the deck. That's Peterson. And the foul is on Peterson. So not only did she get fouled there, Brandon, but she chicken wing the floor as well. 6:35 to go. Both of her lats, or what are those chicken wing things back there? Those mid-evolutionary bones. Both of them were sliding on her back.
Yes, the lats.
Thank you for the lesson in physiology, Stu. 6:18 to go, 72-48. Yes, chicken wing lats. Penguins on defense. And up and under is Williams, and it is good. What are those bones called?
I have no idea.
Those protrusive, I don't know.
Six minutes. You think I'd know.
Well, I don't. Why would I think you would know?
I don't know.
Because you're a radio celebrity? 6 minutes to go, and
We have any nursing majors?
Alana Scott around? Hits the floor. I think we have lots of them around. We should ask.
We should.
I'm surprised Brandon Cadiz doesn't just pull that one right out. That's the kind of guy he is.
Yes, it is.
A trivia guy, you know. He knows that stuff. Weird little factoids, you know.
What is the bone that some people call a chicken wing?
Anyway, here we go, folks. The clock rolls. 72 to 50. And the Penguins are in total control of this one. Natalie against Brady, right side. Pull-up jumper, Razo, long deuce, no. Rebound, Point Loma. Liggins brings it up. She goes 94 now. Ill-advised, just heavy traffic.
Penguin fouls on 4-1, Scott. First person.
Scott with a foul. And that'll put Liggins on the line.
And Scott tonight, you guys, quietly scoring 10 points with 5 rebounds and 5 assists.
You know, Ikeora goes out, and it really sends a message across the team. You know, you have a real opportunity now. And it's one that's required as well. And there's two pieces to it. You know, you can pad your stats or whatever, but also we need you. There's that. There's both sides of the thing. And the Penguins, with a shot on goal, right side, Scott, can't get it to fall. Point Loma takes it the other side, another air ball. I mean, that's got to be a half a dozen air balls thrown up today by the Lomas. Frankly, I'm a little surprised, Brennan, you?
Yeah, most definitely. And Peterson has 3 of those air balls so far.
72-50, Penguins on offense. Diaz sets a couple screens. And that, oh, brother, and driving in, that allows Vanessa Cruz to drive in. Score on one high off the window. No whistle as she hits the deck, 74-50. Scott tips it away, and the Penguins get it on the attempted shot. In the backcourt is Razo, so she brings it up to Collins.
Just a couple of great defensive series. You force an air ball, you get a steal. Not playing like it's a 24-point lead.
You're right. Penguins are still playing pretty hard. I like it. Right side, Cruz drives in up and under and has it tipped away. Coach Lacoste puts the palms to the ceiling as if to say, what? How could there not been a foul there? Long three is missed. Short rebound by Brady. No. Rusmanzada turns around and hammers it in. 74-52. We're at 4 minutes exactly. And to finish things off, here's Brandon.
Dribbling past the timeline, Vanessa Cruz for the Penguins. Screened by Natalie Diaz up top. Handoff to Angelica Collins. Collins drifts to her right. Crossover move left. But as she goes inside the paint, it's stolen away by Peterson. Peterson up top to Turk. Inside now. Low block. Natalie Diaz with the rebound. Vanessa Cruz dribbling across the far baseline. She has Peterson defending her. Natalie Diaz straight away, drives right, lowers the shoulder, and she is rejected. That was Grace Brady pushing on the other end. Rustam Zada, handoff, head fake left corner. She drives baseline now, and she is fouled. That will be on Angelica Collins, but after that foul, we're going to have a media timeout here. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. 3:11 left in this ballgame. Penguins with a 74-52 lead. And an interesting stat here. Julia Razo is still in the ballgame. She has that 20 points. She picked up 5 rebounds in the third quarter. She has 7 total, and she's 3 away from her first career double-double. Wouldn't that be interesting for her to get that on her birthday?
Yeah, it'd be awesome to get it on her birthday.
Yeah, I agree. She's playing well enough, and, you know, you have to look at the circumstances. She's getting extra minutes because Ikeora gets hurt, but she's making the most of it for the team and for herself secondarily.
You know, I can't remember a time that I played very well on my birthday, but I think Julia Razo will remember this one.
If it's her night of her first double-double in college, that'd be a good one. Yeah. Good way to start. What will she do on her birthday 2 years from now? I mean, she could be tearing up the league.
Hopefully she's
still
here. And playing.
Don't talk like that. Of course she'll be here. Why wouldn't she be here? I mean, what if they win a championship this year?
You're absolutely right.
I don't know.
It's so
early.
Like she does.
It's so early in the season.
She's a freshman.
And I can't help but go there because it's been so long since the Penguins have hoisted a banner. Never in the NC2 era.
Well, I'll tell you what, we were talking earlier about how Natalie Diaz is playing and that she's only a junior, and she's only a junior. We were saying the same thing about Ikiora last year. She's only a junior. Now we're saying it about Roslyn. She's only a freshman.
As Schroeder will put up a shot after the second chance opportunity, no good. Vanessa Cruz will push it up for the Penguins. Crossover move, spin move, crossing the timeline. Natalie Diaz straight away, left corner. Julio Razzo, Hepburn on her. Back up top, setting things on the offense. Vanessa Cruz. 11 seconds on the shot clock. She drives right. Hand off. And as she does, looks like it was a carry, but a travel. She shifted her feet. Vanessa Cruz, another turnover for the Penguins. Only their seventh, though, this afternoon. As Point Loma will inbound in front of the Penguins bench. As Coach Lisa Faulkner talking to our baseline referee as we get things back in action. Drifting to the right is Garidi. Gets it in to her teammate. That's Schroeder, who takes the mid-range jump shot from the free throw line. No good, off back iron. Rebounded by Vanessa Cruz.
Yep.
Crossing and an ill-advised pass by Cruz. Tries to get it to Elena Scott over her head. And Coach Tim Lacos is saying, just stop. Take things slow and pass it. Look for the most open player. Don't throw it the length of the court. We've seen her do that this entire ball game and the last ball game as well. If there's anything to take away, probably be that.
Yep, I totally agree with you. Patience is going to be the difference for this team. They've got everything else under control.
Jump shot, Hepburn, no good. Rebounded by Garidi. Garidi up top, straight away. There's the screen by Hepburn. She drives left and a jump ball. Great job of Vanessa Cruz shifting her feet, able to strip the ball away.
they call it a jump, but how is it just not a clean strip?
Yeah, no, Cruz took it right away.
Yeah, she just swiped it.
As checking in for Vanessa Cruz will be Sydney LaRocca. This will be her second time checking in the Igloo. The last time we saw her, she got ejected out of the ball game. Up top, straight away, head fake. Going inside, she'll go for the layup. That's Isabel Turk drawing two shots at the line. The foul will be on Julio Razzo. Turk will toe the line. Turk only took one shot in this ball game. That's a three-pointer. That's her first points on the night after the first made free throw as Grace Brady, the 6'3 freshman from Glen Cove, New York, will check back in. And Alyssa Lorenzo will come in for Alana Scott. 74-53. Penguins with a 21-point lead. 2 minutes left in the ball game as the second free throw by Turk rims off back iron a couple of times and sinks in. Drifting to her right now, to the left, nearing the far baseline, LaRocca. And as it comes here to Meteor Row, Forrest with a nice save, saving our equipment here.
Good hands.
Point Loma will inbound in front of us.
Guy's an athlete. See the balance he stretched out? Threw his body in front of the ball and saved the gear. Man, impressive move.
Drifting up top to the right. Williams, right corner. Right wing. The three-pointer is no good. That was by Turk on the other end. Lorenzo, right corner. She has an open three.
Nope.
Ooh. And just short, an air ball by Alyssa Lorenzo. As Point Loma will take it the length of the court. Sydney LaRocca near the timeline backing up.
Not everybody can make that shot.
And an offensive foul called on Wendy Garidi as Rachel Peterman and Savannah McMorrow, as well as Alexis Price, will check into the ballgame for the last 120 here this afternoon. Peterman gets it to LaRocca, who is running up the point. She backs up, picks up her dribble half court, gets it to Rachel Peterman up top. LaRocca cuts inside. Alyssa Lorenzo up top. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Bounce pass inside as LaRocca cuts to the basket. She will be fouled. That'll be on Wendy Garrity. That'll put the Penguins in the bonus. So LaRocca, a chance for first points this afternoon.
You know what I'd like to see, Brandon, and we saw it a couple of nights ago against Bethesda, is every Penguin that checked into that game scored.
Yeah.
That was a pretty cool night. If you can do that more than once, let alone in a week, but in a season, it's a good thing.
And they scored triple digits as well as McMorrow tries to save it. It'll go off her hands. LaRocca misses her two free throws. So the last time we saw LaRocca was against Bethesda. She missed those two free throws as well, but she got a good layup for first points inside the igloo. Bringing it up across the timeline, in and out move by Garrity. A foul will be called on Sydney LaRocca as Garrity tried to go right into the baseline. That'll put the Sea Lions in bonus as well. So Garrity, a chance at two at the free throw line, her fifth and sixth free throw attempts tonight. Her first free throw is good. 56.4 seconds left in the ball game. Penguins with a 74-55 advantage. Second free throw by Garrity is up and good. The full court press implemented now by the Sea Lions. LaRocca picks up her dribble, gets it to Alyssa Lorenzo, throws it to Alexis Price near the far baseline. Alexis Price at the far baseline up top. Tipped away by two defenders. LaRocca will get it inside. Lorenzo was cutting. Beautiful floater down the baseline.
A great ball movement by the Penguins there. I mean, this is the Penguins' third, second and third string in the game right now and moving the ball around really nicely.
It's the most stifling defense Point Loma's put up all night, and the Penguins were able to read it and beat it.
As Garrity will push it up for the Sea Lions, LaRocca guarded her. Left corner, three-pointer off front iron. That was Turk. Alexis Price is pushing, slowing things down now. 25 seconds. It looks like the Penguins will just push this out as McMorrow actually will take a shot off bank. Left side of the glass gets it to go. 78-56. 18 seconds and counting for Point Loma. Up top, Garrity wants the screen. She dumps it off to Brady. Right corner, Garrity stops and picks up her dribble. Dishes it out to Brady. Right low block. Count it. She nails a floater on the short right block. She'll have a chance at a three-point opportunity. 78-58, 2.8 seconds left. Grace Brady, that was her first basket of the night. 2 points, 1 for 4 overall. Her free throw is high and arcing and good as the Penguins will win the ball game 78-59. That will increase their streak to 7 games and they'll go to and stay in first place, improve to 4-0, and this is their longest winning streak since the 04-05 season, where they won 17 in a row and went 18-0 in their conference, respectively, that year. The leading scorer for the Penguins with 29 points and 12 rebounds. That's another double-double. But Stuart Horn's pick, Julia Razo, on her birthday, 20 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 three-pointers.
I am very excited right now about, I was excited coming into this game, but the women are really fun to watch. It seems like they're doing almost everything just right, and it's been a long time since we've had a bona fide contender that has gotten the campus community juiced, where this many people come out during winter break, and I think they're here to see the women. I know the guys always outdraw the women. This year, I don't know. I mean, Booker's guys are good, don't get me wrong, but there's an energy about the women this year, and it's real. And it's been a long time since they've had any kind of a winning streak that you could even talk about. And remember, folks, when Brandon mentioned the 04-05 year where they won 17 in a row and all that stuff, That was not in the NC2A. NAIA was tough, but nothing like the NC2A. The players are bigger and badder, and it all means more somehow. And I'll tell you, in the NC2A era, this is by far the best the women have ever been, and it's a blast to be a part of it.
It truly is an incredible defensive performance here today. The Penguins only limit Point Loma to 32% shooting overall. Forrest, any words before you pick your Penguin player of the game?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with turnovers. They had 4 turnovers going into the fourth quarter. They ended with 9. Point Loma ended with 19. Point Loma, 2 points off the 9 Penguin turnovers. Penguins, 15 points off the 19 Point Loma turnovers. And that's what we've been saying all along is going to be the key. And if it comes down to being a close game, which the last 3 haven't been very close, but putting what more points off a turnover is what's going to get you those wins in those games that are close.
And Forrest, your Peacock Gap Penguin player of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to go with the birthday girl on her 18th birthday. It's going to be Julia Razo for me. She comes in place of Sandra Aikior. She pits up 20, almost got her first career double-double. She had 9 rebounds and an assist. She had a couple blocks, a steal. I mean, Julia Razo was the full package there in quarters number 3 and 4.
Yeah, my player of the game, the one I picked before the game, I'm sticking with her, Natalie Diaz, 29 points, 12 rebounds. I said if Sandra Aikiura gets triple team, she's going to be the one to step up, but she had to step up in an even bigger role as Sandra Aikiura left the game in the second quarter with an injury. And the key for Natalie Diaz was staying in the game with 4 fouls. She was one way from being disqualified from the ball game. And I'm going to hand it over to Stuart Horn, and I think we know who his player of the game is going to be.
I'm going to hone in on my player of the game. And mine's an easy pick. I'm going McMorrow, who had her birthday day before yesterday, since we're talking about birthdays. She comes in for 1 minute, and she's perfect from the floor, 1 for 1, banked it in off the glass from the left side, and a perfect shot. And so McMorrow's my player of the game. She doesn't get to a ton of minutes, not yet in her collegiate career, but when she comes in, obviously she makes the most of it. What else can you ask for?
A great afternoon here overall as the Penguins will improve to 10-2, 4-0 in PacWest play as the Lady Sea Lions will drop to 6-4 and fall to 1-2 in PacWest play. But stay tuned here in 30 minutes because we have a doubleheader for you. The men will take on Point Loma as well in 30 minutes. You're listening to NC2A Division II basketball here at the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.